We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queedy Cast with Larry Queedy Dye. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queedy Cast. The name is Larry, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you once again. Episode 196. I'm going to find a way to just push through to 200. I don't know what's been happening. It's just been so much stuff happening. In fact, I'll tell you about a bit out of it, in the second part of the episode in election interlal, as I call it, the election lull that's been taking place. And also, in the final segment, I'm going to talk about how to show your loved one that you're sorry about your cheating. But before I get into this week's show, I just want to talk about something that happened over this past weekend, a terrible experience. Woke up, it wasn't waking up, it was later in the day, when Nyari got in touch with me and she says, "Oh, did you hear about Trish?" And I'm just kept sort of like, I'm just in this mood, I'm tired and stuff like that. And then she says, "Trish, you know, Capital Trish, she's passed away." And, you know, it was one of those most surreal things because, you know, of how vibrant she was, how awesome she was, how great she was a person. I think one of the things that I'm going to miss a lot about is we used to have strong discussions. Strong, deep discussions about very important issues, and very passionate about the issues. And across the cross section, she made a lot of friends. And I often said to someone that, well, she's like, you know, what's that girl to Sherlock Holmes? You know, the Adler, whatever his first name was. And I told her, yeah, you're my Adler, because essentially I don't think I've met a woman that is as smart as she was, and very vibrant and willing to have the strong conversations and things of that nature. So I will miss her terribly. She's an amazing person who I was lucky to have experienced in my life. To say, okay, you know what, I met you, and you know, I can't talk much about the circumstances around her death and stuff like that because I'm not. It's that for the family to talk about, and there's a lot of chatter that is out there. But all I can say is rest in peace, Talent. Talent Chadimana, some of you may have known her from Startup Capital, the Capital FM breakfast show. Yeah. So rest in peace. So it is Larry, you're listening to the Queedy Cast. Let's just go through some of the news this week. Congratulations to Oliver Mtukudzi, who got the Heavyweight Award, Heavyweight Legend Award, the first non-South African to get the Heavyweight Legend Award at the Opi Kopi Festival, and was the first non-South African to get to headline the festival. I think South Africa's biggest festival, which is Opi Kopi. This was this past weekend. So yeah, shout out to Sam Nyanga. I just want to say it's a good look that Walter Wanyanya has given him, that his new management that took over a couple of months ago has given him a good look. And essentially the legend status that Oliver Mtukudzi deserves is coming back. He is becoming that legend again. Not to say he wasn't a legend, but you know, the gloss, the finish, the beauty of his legend status is being restored. Not to borrow too much from a certain political party, but it's that restore legacy. And I think Walter Wanyanya is doing a lot in terms of restoring the legacy of the great Oliver Mtukudzi certainly in the public's eye, his stature as the greatest artist, probably one of the greatest artists, to come out of Zimbabwe, there might be a toss-up. People might say Thomas Mafumo, whatever the case may be. But the fact that the conversation is having on that breadth and that level shows the level that he's on. And, you know, his status is one of the greatest to come out of Africa, to say the least. It was never going to be blemished by anything that had happened. But it's just a good look to see him now performing out in big festivals. And he was in Lisbon in Portugal now and filled out stadiums and stuff like that. It's just good to see that from Ndara Tuku. What else has been happening? Zimbabwe cricket, yeah, it came out this week that said, because of the restructuring that they're going under through the International Cricket Council. So if you don't know, the International Cricket Council has given them stringent measures in order for them to stay involved in cricket. Now, just to give you an update, some of the players, such as Brendan Taylor and Craig Irvine and a couple of other players who hadn't been taking part in international cricket because of, you know, pay disputes and so forth, have returned. So Coach Lalchand Rajput is taking them through the paces. The only person who hasn't returned, although he wasn't involved in the cricket before, is Blessing Mzarabani, who's decided that he's done with international cricket and he's just going to go and take part in cricket, you know, in England. So he's just not going to play for Zimbabwe anymore. So, which is a bit of a pity, really. But so most of the staff in Zimbabwe cricket are not going to have their renewal of their staff papers, but it looks like most of the players are going to get their contracts, at least at national level and stuff like that. What else can I talk about? Wicknell, yeah, you know him, the flamboyant guy. He was arrested and he was denied bail the first time, but when the case was taken to the High Court, he was then given his bail. So he's out and he's gone all religious and he's been going onto Instagram and so forth, sharing videos of his family and things of that nature. So, yeah, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to finish off this last section with some more sad news. Pro Kid, passed away. South African hip hop legend. He passed away, and the stories around it is he was at his small house's place. So, yeah, it's sad. One of the greatest hip-hop artists to ever come out of Africa. Certainly one of the pioneers of hip-hop in South Africa and stuff like that. So sad to see him. But the big one, of course, is Aretha Franklin. She passed away at the age of 76. She had been battling pancreatic cancer for a while. So, yeah, it's a tough week, really.
You can listen to the Quericast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quericast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.
So, as you all know, Zimbabwe's elections are done. Was supposed to be done, and the declaration was Emmerson Mnangagwa had been declared the winner with 50.8% of the votes, and what's his name? Nelson Chamisa with 44.3 or something percent of the votes and so forth. But Nelson Chamisa says he's got loads of evidence of cheating, rigging, and that sort of thing, which meant that the declaration having been on the 3rd of August. We're sort of still waiting. We're just sort of waiting there. It's a lull. We're all just sitting there. You know, stuff is happening. Like, for example, the president just signed a shop license bill, which is going to make it a shop license amendment bill into law, which is going to make it easier so that if you own a shop, you're not having to get multiple licenses in order to be able to keep doing business or whatever the case may be. So if I own Larry and Sons at the corner there, in order to run on Larry and Sons, they don't have multiple licenses. All I need to do is to just get the same license and stuff like that. So that's kind of important in as far as the ease of doing business is concerned. There have been speeches at national events and things of that nature, but you kind of get this feeling everybody's kind of sitting there and waiting and thinking, why don't you guys figure this out and just, you know, because we really just want to get on with it. And I know that online status will have you believing that Zimbabweans are more divided than they actually are. But when you go to places like Victoria Falls or just out of Harare, there's very little chatter about politics out there, and people are just kind of chilled with each other. You know, people are just kind of like, okay, hey, we'll wait for the next election, and just hoping that, you know, we're not going to have a weird situation if there's a rerun or whatever the case may be, that there'll be violence and that sort of thing. People just kind of want to carry on with it and hope that their lives get better. And, you know, I can't be bothered to take sides with anyone in terms of these issues and concern, because I think at this point we really need to get stuck in, and we need to really start get involved with the work of putting this country together. The country is in crisis, as I've always said. Crisis after crisis after crisis. We just don't have enough access to tablets, to you know, you had a weird situation where people are trying to smuggle cars in by wrapping jiggies around them. And you're sitting there like, oh, this is where we're getting to. Banana republic status. But I don't know. I mean, people are going to shout at me and say, you know, hey, and start hashtagging me and all that other stuff. But the question is, what do we do next? We've got to wait until the 22nd, where they're going to have a chat. And there's just that continued, we don't know what's going to happen with their future. And it just sucks, because people just want clarity. I certainly want clarity. And I was talking to the editor of a magazine, who was saying, you know what we actually need is to now find an opportunity to start talking about other things. Start talking about Rocky going to stay in the rural areas and make that a thing. Let's talk about each other in that aspect. So, you know, let's talk about things of that nature. Oh, by the way, that's actually a thing. Rocky's gone to stay in rural areas. And the argument is like, oh, it's because... And it's brought up the argument of where people started saying, okay, oh, you know, some people think people in rural areas are, you know, what do you call it, backward and so forth. I like what Rangamberi put up online, where he said that in reality, you get people from the city, from urbanites, talking about how, you know, I wish I could just pull it out and read it, but it's talking about, you know, how people, the urbanites, talk about how backward people in rural areas are, but after that, you know, out in the open, peeing against their C-class, walking into a bar and shaking hands with their friends, and spitting on the ground and so forth. And that's the reality, is that, I do think that the discourse has to change in this country. We're trying to find a different way to talk to each other. And I start talking about issues of substance. I know some people think politics is the answer, but yet other people think economy is the answer. Some people think other things are solutions. And I think there needs to be space now for all sorts of things to have the opportunity to find space within the country, for both young and old people. But I mean, I do know there's a lot of emphasis on young people at the moment. But I also say sometimes that there's a lot of things you can learn from older people. So, you know, whatever it is, there shouldn't be exclusive access for anyone. It's a big topic. It's a big topic. I mean, in fact, that's what we should be talking about. Or what role should youth be playing? What role should older people be playing? How do we restructure society? What is the second republic that we're talking about? What does it look like? You know, issues of the future of work with automation coming in. Can we employ so many people? How many people do we need to retrain so that they become, you know, influential people in terms of society? We've lost already 2 weeks since the election result. And how many more are we going to lose just waiting until we start making headway on some of these important subjects that other countries, even within Africa, beginning to make advancement on. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, and this is the thing, we need to find a way for the country to keep carrying on, no matter what the political discourse is. We shouldn't have a situation where there's this lull because we're waiting for who's going to be declared a winner. Or the declaration has happened, but it's been suspended by a court case. But in essence, we just need clarity. And even in an instance where an election is challenged, we should be able to find a way for society to keep moving. Yeah, it's the final section of the Criticast. The name is Larry, and I'm talking to the cheaters out there, you know. And you've been caught. So the cheater's prayer from Christopher Martin didn't work, and you've been caught. And how do you decide how to move on? I'm going to start with preparing for the apology, and then I move on to the apology itself and the aftermath. Okay, so just take a listen. So preparing for the apologies, this is something that you do before you talk to your partner. The first thing is you need to define and determine why you cheated. This is what you need to do. Was it because you were feeling insecure? Was it because you were feeling unattractive? Is there something missing in your relationship? You're not satisfied with your sex life? You know, what are you stressed about in a particular aspect of your life? So you need to find out why. And even if it's the first time you cheated, ask yourself, did I ever think about this before? And this has just become an excuse to act on it. Even if it's a case that sometimes you tell yourself, because I was under the influence of alcohol, you need to ask yourself if this is just sort of like an outlet. Secondly, determine whether you want to stay with your partner. Because there are the main reason for apologizing is not necessarily to stay with your partner. So even if you're going to break up with your partner, the least you can do is that they deserve an apology because you hurt them. The reality is you did hurt them. Even if you're going to go your separate ways, you have to apologize that. And of course, if you the makeup process isn't going to be smooth, and if you aren't fully committed to it, then there's no point in dragging your partner through it. Thirdly, you need to, this is one of those things as a cathartic. Some people don't think it's silly, but I always recommend spending time to write down about your relationship, okay? Write down things about relationship. Like, for example, to create a list of what do you love about your partner, what you enjoy about your relationship, and how you see yourself together in the future. As part of the preparation, also, you need to understand fully what you're apologizing for. It's not just that you cheated, okay? You betrayed your partner's trust. That's a very important aspect, and a lot of people don't realize that aspect. You destroyed their idea of a relationship, and you perhaps even embarrassed them because it became a public affair, and you possibly put your partner at the risk of an STD. So these are important things that need to be considered. Now, when it comes to the apology itself, some people might be tempted to say, I'm going to create this big splash, put a billboard and stuff like that. No, that just works in the movies, okay? What you got to do is keep it private. Not even a Facebook status. I'd even say, go as far as to say, don't send bouquets of flowers with apology presents to her workplace, because then, you know, it'll draw attention and she might not feel like she wants to talk about, you know, how messy her relationship with her partner is to those people at the workplace. So keep it private. Have the conversation together. Then accept responsibilities for your actions when you apologize. I can't stress that enough. Let me say that again. Accept responsibility for your actions when you apologize. Even if there are underlying problems, you are the one who is responsible for the cheating. And there's this word, this must never creep up into the apology. If, that is just a terrible word. Don't say, I'm sorry if I hurt you. Say, I know my actions hurt you. And for that, I'm very sorry, because you're unequivocal about why you cheated and why you upset them and things of that nature. And then be ready to ask very difficult questions. You're going to be asked very, very difficult questions. You know, what might have happened is that there was, you know, what I like to say, those questions that may be embarrassing and things of that nature. But I always say, don't be tempted to shut down the questions and refuse to answer your partner's questions. And when you say, hey, I've apologized, I don't know why you're tormenting me. Remember, you are in the wrong. And if you don't answer, you just create a wedge between the two of you. And this leads to further distrust in the relationship and hurts your ability to be able to communicate effectively and honestly with one another. And answer honestly, but be kind. I know some people say, you know, I'll give it brutally honest. Hey, this is why I had sex with you. I did sex 25 times. And, you know, it was, yeah, it was because of this, that. Being brutal looks cool in the movies, but remember that the person is hurting. They are emotional. So you don't want a situation where, because you think that you're just putting it out there, there's some righteous indignation that comes with it. I'm telling you the truth, so you just got to deal with it type of situation. And then I've also got to say, you know, accept that your partner is going to react in an irrational way during this discussion. And if things get too heated and too emotional, you may need to give your partner some time and space to, to process what is happening. And I have to also say that even in those set of circumstances, you must have respect for each other. So if they start becoming abusive in their language towards you, you need to say, okay, I'm sorry, but we can't carry on with this. I know what I did is wrong, but you know this is not helpful. That you might need to step away from each other and stop shouting at each other and stuff like that. So it's important. And also, when you do apologize, there's some people say, you know, I'm not going to apologize unless I'm guaranteed that I'm going to be forgiven or I'm going to get back into this relationship. No conditional. Your apology should be non-conditional. It should be just as is. And also, don't expect to be taken back, okay? You don't know what the response is. You have no control over whether your partner is going to be able to forgive you or not. So just accept that it might just come to an end. And I did mention, of course, earlier on that you don't want to take abusive language, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to listen to them. Listen to your partner and understand to the extent to which you hurt them because you listen to them. And do not interrupt while they're speaking. But of course, like I said, if it becomes abusive and it becomes toxic, then where it's just unhelpful, you might just want to move it forward. And speaking of moving forward, what you want to do is that you want to cut off communication with the person who you cheated on with. So you just want to cut off communication and be done with them. Don't even sneak around to come and say goodbye for the last time. Just cut them off because you want to show commitment to your partner that you're moving on. And if you can't cut them off because they're workmate and stuff like that, look, limit the contact you have with them. And you may need to communicate in a professional business manner, you know, in meetings and so forth, but you don't need to have lunch with them. You don't need to be away and have drinks with them. So you need to cut off that sort of level. And keep communications line open with your partner, okay? You want to be able to allow your partner to have access to your social media sites, your phone, your email, and so forth, so they feel you're not hiding anything from them. If you really want to be communicated, you want to be committed to healing the relationship. And also, you need to give your partner reason to trust you. If you say you're going to pitch up at 11, pitch up at 11, not 11:15. If you're going to be running late, call and say, I'm running late. And, you know, and this is what's going on. The plans have changed. If possible, just give them that sense of comfort that you're not up to something else that they don't know about. That also, one key thing, the final thing, you need to understand that after the cheating, if you stay together, you need to understand that the relationship is now new. Okay, it's a second chance. So you and your partner will have been changed by this experience and you will have to learn to adapt to that. And then also, there's going to be positions where there's going to be some mistrust. Be patient, okay? There might be triggers and so forth. If it is worth it for you to keep trying out to save the relationship, then you must be prepared to allow your partner to grieve, you know, for whatever may have happened. You cannot control how long it will take for your partner to get over their anger. So you need to be patient when it comes to that. And be open to counseling. There are places in churches and so forth. And if you're in the counseling, be enthusiastic, be an A student, you know, and protect yourself throughout this process. When I say protect yourself, if you feel that you're losing yourself in the process of making it up for your partner, or that you feel a little bit abused, it's time for you to reassess the relationship. And you may need to accept it's time to move on away from the relationship, even though you initially wanted to stay in. And, you know, maybe you need to seek professional help by yourself to be able to balance yourself out with this. And I always say sometimes the relationships, or rather affairs in a relationship, is a sign that the relationship itself is damaged or is over. And that's where the fixing might need to take place. So those are the things that I'm hoping. I know it's a bit long, this section, a whole 10 minutes of it. But I know that I'm hoping that it helps somebody out there. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of The Criticast. Bonnie's going to be back right to the end of the show to tell you how you can listen to The Criticast. But if you want to get in touch with me, the email is larry@3-mob.com, 3 being a digit. So it's 3-mob.com. On Twitter at Quirirai, Kwirirayi. And on, also on Facebook, just look for Larry Quirirai. Quirirai's got a YI, as I said. And whatever socials, get in touch with me. My DMs on Twitter are open, so anyone can DM me and things of that nature. So get in touch with me. What's your ideas for the show? I'm going to try to get the boys back for the next show. The boys that we had a couple of weeks ago, they became very popular. So I'm going to find a way to get them back. They're open to it, so let's see if we can do it. Yeah. And then also catch me on ZFM Stereo every Monday and Wednesday between 7:30 and 8:30. And shout out to ZFM Stereo, turning 6 years this past week. So yeah, shout out to them. So we just turned 6 at ZFM. We're having a bit of a party. But yeah, that's what's up. And then also on Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters. But of course, as always, the Criticast is a three men on a boat publishing production. So yeah, so it's fall under that as family. Yeah, that's about it. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. I know people expect me to say what I say on radio, which is Asilu Sasebeza, but that's my radio gimmick, isn't it? But I don't know. I said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. Take care of yourself. Like really, really take good care of yourself and each other. Be kind to each other. I say it so many times because I'm finding we get into a space where we just might be tempted not to keep being kind to each other. So keep trying to be kind, even when the world doesn't look kind. Just keep trying to be kind, because you know doing good is the one thing that we should always strive to do on earth, in whatever the case may be, because it's so easy to be terrible in this world because it looks so cool. So keep trying to be kind to each other. It's been Larry. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to The Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to The Criticast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.